Closing arguments continue today in the trial of Michael Jackson. In court yesterday, prosecutors tried to portray the singer as a serial pedophile. Jackson's defense team argued their client was the real victim of a greedy plot hatched by his accuser's family. Of course, this trial has drawn thousands of fans and reporters from around the world. And as NPR's Luke Burbank reports, that means getting access to the courtroom is no easy task.
Now, as you can see from the people that are here on a daily basis, they're already forming two lines. So it doesn't matter where you're at on the line, everybody's going to get a ticket.
It's 6:45 in the morning. We're in front of the courthouse in Santa Maria. We're walking up to get a ticket. If our number gets picked, we'll be in the court for the Jackson trial. Thank you. Our number, 669. We'll see if that's lucky.
450.
Yay!
It turns out it was, and about 45 of us, a mix of reporters and Jackson fans, were ushered into the courtroom as closing arguments began. Jackson sat impassively as prosecutor Ron Zonin described the pop star as a sexual predator, preying repeatedly on young boys from broken homes. When Zonin showed jurors photos of naked boys that were seized from the singer's bedroom, some of Jackson's supporters began to cry.
I think the prosecution came out very strong in its closing argument. It was quite effective.
Lori Levinson is a law professor at Loyola University. She says Jackson's defense attorney, Tom Mesro, is well known for his skill in closing arguments. And when it was his turn, Mesro described the family of Jackson's accuser as a collection of con artists, actors, and liars. He also told jurors that their job was not to ask if Jackson was innocent, but rather if there was reasonable doubt as to his guilt. Levinson says the case is close and the next few hours could be decisive.
And for the defense, they're critically important because don't forget, Michael Jackson never testified. So this is their absolute last chance to explain things to the jurors and get them to see this case overall their way, that Michael Jackson is actually the victim.
The Jackson fans in the courtroom didn't need much convincing of that. As the trial proceeded, many took copious notes, looking for holes in the prosecution's case. And the courthouse wasn't the only place they were congregating. About 30 miles to the south, at the Neverland Ranch where Jackson lives, Annika Kotecha had traveled from London to stand outside the gates.
This is my third time for the case. I'd like to be here, of course, but I'd want to be here because it's his birthday or because, you know, we just happen to be in Los Angeles or something like this.
Kotecha has become such a regular that she's even been allowed inside the gated compound by Jackson's staffers.
It's absolutely stunning. It's like heaven, really, it is. And, you know, as you walk through, you feel like you're walking through Michael Jackson's mind. It's just beautiful. And it's not what they say in the news at all.
Neverland is also the place where Jackson is alleged to have molested his accuser four times in 2003. And it's where he'll wait it out as the jury decides his fate. Deliberations that could begin as early as this afternoon. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Santa Maria.